Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart is a story of murder and paranoia, not your typical puppet fare, but it demonstrates the wide range of productions produced by the Center for Puppetry Arts. Bobby Box is the producer of the show.
So much of the show is very about repression and about taking your feelings and just burying them inside of you. And so with puppets, there's no facial movement. So because it's, you know, their faces never move, you know, their heads will move and their bodies will move, but because their faces never move, it suggests that there's something deep down inside just boiling away.
The center's education program director, Alan Lewis, says puppets are not only for children.
And I don't know what people think of when they think of a puppet. You know, maybe they think of something very simple or silly, but then when they come and they see a large production like Dinosaurs or like Charlotte's Web, you know, it's theater. And instead of actors, there are objects, you know, manipulated on stage. So.
The center presents puppetry for adults as well as children. The adaptation of Edgar Allan Poe's Gothic fiction is an example.
When you say adult puppet theater, maybe they get a little nervous and they think, oh, is it, you know, X-rated or is it... No, it's just theater for adults. You wouldn't bring a child, would be bored, wouldn't understand the content.
Audience members at the show like the more mature approach to puppetry.
I'm expecting it to be a lot more childish, I guess. But
yeah. It was really dark and kind of graphic, too.
Much like coming to an actual theater play, people think of it, as you said, as a child play, but in truth, they make it a tailored for adults.
So like the fact that there were human beings there manipulating the puppets just enhanced it.
I thought it was going to be where you part the curtains and the puppets come up, you know? This was so different.
Opened to the public in 1978, the Center for Puppetry Arts has been described as a unique cultural treasure. It boasts a puppet museum housing some 1,000 puppets collected from around the world. One of the puppeteers explains the four different styles of puppetry.
Puppetry, the puppet, your hand goes inside the puppet and controls it like this.
Hello, I'm a hand puppet.
And usually shadow puppets are performed on a big white screen similar to this. Again, you'd have the arm rods so you can control the puppet, and there's a rod that controls his head from here. And then he also has two arm rods here that control his arms so he can dance. A string puppet, also known as a marionette. And different strings go down to different parts of his body, so when you take this off, it makes his feet move so it looks like he's walking.
The center's mission is more than just entertaining audiences. Bach says it also hopes to nurture and expand the puppetry art form and explore the past, present, and future of puppetry.
When puppetry doesn't move forward, it gets lost in the back. Sometimes people look at my work and they say, that's not puppets. You know, puppets are, you know, you can't see the puppeteer. Or puppets are, should be silly, or they should be this, or they should be that. And you can't do that with a puppet. And, of course, our response is, why not? And, in fact, my response is, you have to.
For producer Roger Sue, Jim Bertel, VOA News.